Hey guys, Tim here, and I'm going to tell you how you can get all of my training programs for free. That's right, it's part of our new 12-month coaching program called Springboard, and it's designed to help gym owners who are stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month grow to $30,000 in stable recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym and to see which one of my training programs you get for free, visit gymownercoach.com. That's right, gymownercoach.com for more information. Now let's get into the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio by Randy Engston. What's up, dude?
How we doing? Welcome back.
Yeah, I took a little hiatus, a little 5 day or 6 days out in the Caribbean Sea, man.
Yeah, looked fun. You guys got a lot done, I heard.
We did.
That's awesome.
It was so funny. Well, I'll tell you offline. It was just funny stories. Let's get into this episode. This episode is very relevant right now. This is seems to be a pattern going across all gyms. The cost per acquisition on Facebook is exponentially higher than it was even just a year ago. Cost per lead is higher, and even the quality of said leads is higher or non-existent. Mm-hmm. Lower. The quality is lower. What is happening? You're getting form fields filled out. You immediately call the lead. They don't remember ever submitting that information. Who are you? No clue who you are. And it gets really frustrating really fast. You know, for every 10, there might be one in there that you need that is real. And, you know, again, I'm going to throw this out there just for the record. About a year ago, I mentioned, I feel like there's some type of bot activity happening mm-hmm. where something's going on Facebook where it appears you're getting leads and maybe a bot submitting people's information without their knowledge. It appears that you're getting a lead. You call the lead and there's nobody understands. They don't speak English or they don't know who you are or they haven't been on Facebook today. What are you talking about? And I believe it's a conspiracy theorist. I believe that some bigger company that's spending millions of dollars a month in ad spend is going to find out or figure out that we've all been getting bot info.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a class action lawsuit, and one day you're going to open your mailbox, you're going to see $17.47 as your reparations.
for the thousands you've spent.
For the hundreds of thousands of dollars spent, right? So it's just really weird, and you know, I wouldn't say this on a podcast just to say it. It just seems to be a huge theme, and we speak to so many gyms, and including ourselves, where we're experiencing the same exact thing, where you're just, the leads aren't real. They're just not real leads. Yeah. And so, you know, I know agencies out there are going to say, well, you're just not calling the leads, or they're just, you know, your sales process is broken, or you don't have automation set up. It's not any of that, guys. I trust me, I'm deep in the weeds on this stuff, and it's just not, there's just not real leads.
Yeah.
It appears they are. Your cost per lead looks somewhere in the like acceptable range. So you leave your account running and you just try to call and reach these leads and they're opting out immediately, all of the things.
Everything downhill. Yeah. I mean, so, you're not getting the bookings. You're not getting the people show up. You can't even get a hold of them. Like you said, so
yeah. Or if you do, they don't have any recollection of you of submitting a form. So like, what do you mean? What's going on? So, do I believe you should completely stop? No, we have, for intermittent periods because we're trying to figure things out, relaunch, try something new. And nothing's really hitting very well these days. However, what does that mean? It means that you need to, we're going to have to talk about the acquisition cost as a total lump sum of how many dollars it takes you to actually acquire a client, i.e. have somebody sign up for a membership at your gym through the marketing channel like Facebook, and what to do to monetize it. How do you even get a return on investment when it's three or four times what it used to be for cost per acquisition?
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got some ideas. I don't know. There's some catch-22s in here. We're going to kind of break down. So let's just say 2 years ago, your cost per acquisition was, $150. Your membership was $200. You know, you're profitable on the front end, and you just roll with that. You're buying clients for $150, and every month they're paying you $200. So you're always above one return on ad spend. And the way we calculate ad spend, just for everybody, like, this is our own internal formula. I wouldn't say this is the only formula. It's just what we use, because what we like to do is take a 30-day window, because in the fitness space, a lot of times you're collecting either a front down payment, or maybe you're billing weekly, or you're billing once a month. What is the revenue collected from the client over the first 30-day window? You lump sum that in against all of your ad spend. Mm-hmm. And whatever that ratio is, let's just say you spent $2,000 and you made $3,000. In the first 30 days from all of your acquisitions, you're at 1.5 ROAS, yep, and you're in good shape. So for every dollar you spend, you get $1.50 back, all good, right? So like that's kind of the formula we use. But when it's costing you $600, $700, $800 for an acquisition on a Facebook ad campaign,
you're taking 3 months, 4 months to make just the acquisition cost to liquidate that cost.
Yeah. So you're taking 3 months. You're at a 0.33 ROAS if your memberships are $200, right? Yep. And so this is where, what is the thing that what lever can you pull in that equation to try to get back above one? Well, the thing that's going to be the easiest for you to do is going to be what you're charging the client in the first month.
Yep,
so there's different ways to do it. One, you know, if you're a large group training facility, you're kind of in this lower end membership. It could be a CrossFit, it could be a boot camp. So you're kind of living in this $150 to $250 range. What are the things that you can do at that level to get your money back, at least in the first 30 days, right?
Yeah, liquidate the ad spend.
And so there's two things that come to mind. One would be a bigger down payment, mm-hmm, right? Hey, we do a sign up fee. It's $250. What that gets you is your program design, or I'm not in the large group. Large group,
yeah.
Your check-ins, maybe a nutrition plan, something up front to give you kind of like some more cash up front and more value to the client. And you still collect your regular $200, and now you're above one. That's like the simplest one. It would be, mm-hmm, a initiation fee. Okay. A lot of gyms that we work with are doing this now because of what we've told them. And they're getting right back above one ad spend, and they can continue to market profitably.
Yeah.
That's the very first thing and easiest thing. What you need to do is define what is included or possibly nothing. For us, the down payment or the initiation fee is between our month to month option or our annual payment plan, and the one that's the open-ended one, we require them. It's kind of like them buying the right to cancel.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
So you put $500 down, and it gives you the opportunity to go month to month. You do pay more per month, but you have no commitment, no term. You can freeze as much as you want. And for us, that really helps a lot of things. One, it gives the client a choice. It makes our annual programs look better. Mm-hmm. And it gives us a little bit more cash up front to be able to liquidate the cost of marketing.
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, it was probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, We are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
And I mean, to your point, they're not committing to any term, right? So in an annual, we know we're getting 52 billing cycles of our 99. In this situation, a little higher weekly charge, but they're only committing to 7 days. So because of the front loaded work, setting up their programming, getting things done, yes, we charge the initiation to kind of cover the work that it takes to get everyone started in lieu of the lack of a commitment.
Yeah. And they could cancel in 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. And some have, like, look, I mean, they lose the 500, is what it is, right? So anyways, back to kind of collecting more cash on the front end. That's one way to do it. The other way to do it, it kind of goes against kind of like our ethos of like challenges, but like the reason the 6 week and those transformation challenges worked really well is because your cost for acquisition may be higher or even lower, but you're getting a return on ad spend because you're collecting so much up front. You're collecting $1,500 up front, mm-hmm. and allows you to market profitably over the long term. Now the catch 22 is what those type of hooks and offers attract into your gym are typically short-term mindsetted people that are only looking to train for 6, 8, 12 weeks, and then they're kind of down the road.
Yeah.
And what we think, or what we see happening, not that we think, this is exactly what happens, is one of two scenarios kind of shake out when you're doing some type of promise of weight loss or transformation over a short period of time. Either they hit their goal or they don't. Either way, they're gone. And here's what I mean. They hit their goal. Great, thank you. My pain's gone. I paid you for the transformation. I got that transformation, and I go down and live life again.
Yeah, probably not even in another facility. Just right back to normal life without a gym.
Correct, know? Yeah. That's kind of situation one. Situation two is they don't hit their goal. And you do your best to say, hey, we just need some more time. They don't trust you anymore. And then they leave. So yeah, you may be liquidating your ad spend up front, but then that's the end of the road for that client value. And at the end of their 6, 9, 12 weeks, they disappear into the ether and you're starting all over again. And you're really not running a gym or a recurring revenue model, subscription-based model. You're just doing sales deliver
every six weeks.
And so you get in this trap. So don't be fooled or don't be tempted to run some type of challenge to liquidate your ad spend, because at the end of that, you know, little term of transformation or challenge, they're gone anyway, whether or not they get their goal or not.
Yeah.
And in your head, you think, and I believe that this is how I thought too, hey, you know what? We're going to get them started and they're going to love it. And then they're going to continue forever because now it's a lifestyle for them.
Yeah, exactly.
The opposite couldn't be more true. What you're trying to say is, I'm taking a transformational minded client and I'm going to turn them into a lifestyle client.
Yeah.
And that typically is very hard to do.
That's going to be fractional, right?
What I mean by a transformational client is somebody that's got some weight loss or transformation or result or goal in their mind. And then once they hit it, you believe their mindset shift is, I feel so good, let me just stay on this path. But what we have to, and become a lifestyle client. Yeah. Our lifestyle clients are just coming to the gym because it's part of their lifestyle. That's literally what we call them. And so what we believe is going to happen is they're going to stay, they love it, and they're just going to continue on. But what typically happens is they hit their goal. They're out of pain. They're not uncomfortable anymore. They don't have that motivation to get in shape anymore because they're kind of in shape now, and you kind of lose them anyway.
Yeah.
So it's like this catch 22 kind of game.
The hardest thing to do is change somebody's mindset around it all. You know what I mean? And to somebody who is, you know, people move away from pleasure, or excuse me, move towards pleasure and move away from pain. And when somebody's in a transformational mindset, the goal is to move away from that pain. And the second you check that box, the transition that has to happen in their mindset is now, okay, now I have to go move towards the pleasure of how good can, you know, do I feel? How good can I continue to feel? And that's just, it's got very little teeth in the game. You know what I mean? And it's yep. not enough to keep somebody, put it this way. It's not enough to keep the majority of people that are on those types of transformation challenges and low barrier upfront offer or high barrier upfront offers to make that transition. I mean, I was talking with a gentleman who has, he's got a great program and he does a higher ticket initial entry point. So it's a 6 week, it's not a challenge, but it's 6 weeks to get into his business. Everybody starts on the same path and it's more of like an introduction, you know, a little bit higher touch points, accountability, nutrition, all of the things that we, you know, again, help create more of a lifestyle based client. His average conversion into membership on the back end of that is as low as 40%. And that's a great month, a great, you know, conversion for him in the
group. So he gets 10 on that front end deal. He liquidates ad spend and maybe four stay.
Four might stay.
Interesting.
But then, and again, you like to your point, you create that cyclical marketing, selling, delivery, marketing. Like you never really shift to just serving your clients. You know what I mean? You're always replacing the person, the majority of the people that just left. You have to keep your feet in the fire to go outpace the people that just continue to move through in a short term commitment.
Yep.
And it, to your point, it kind of goes against our ethos of attracting lifestyle clients, bring them in on a membership, deliver to those clients who know that fitness is going to be a part of my life 2 to 3 days a week, mm-hmm. bar none. Mm-hmm. But I think kind of the sweet spot, or if I were to like to just talk through it, avoid the challenge conversation. Don't make it about the transformation, the short-term weight loss, that type of thing. If you're going to do a 6 week initiation program or something along those lines, it should be 100% in alignment with what your memberships do. Maybe you just collect a little bit more upfront, you know, get the commitment a little
maybe
bit out
there. Maybe give them a little bit more attention. Maybe yep. there's more of a sit-down process. And, you know, here's two names. Just we used to use these all the time. We'll probably will again. Jumpstart or Kickstart.
Yeah,
those
there
are,
you go.
Those yep. are both names of programs you could use to get somebody started. And it's very, very, it's non-weight loss. Correct. It's just like, hey, we're going to kickstart your journey. Everybody starts on this kind of a little bit more intense program to make sure you get, you know, your foundation right. And we make you sure you're, you know, sleeping and hydration and nutrition and everything else. Then after that, we're kind of just roll you into our regular memberships. And that's kind of how everybody starts. And you can do a Netflix conversion on the back end. And there's, you know, right there, there's three different things we wanted to share with you. But the last and the most probably long-term best solution for all gyms that are struggling with high cost of acquisition and low membership numbers is to switch your gym's model to semi-private. This is our flag in the ground and has been for well over a decade. This is what we do here at my gym. This is a higher touch, higher price point delivery of training. It's called semi-private, and we call it semi-private personal training or semi-private training or even personal training. All of those, you know, synonyms of each other in our world. And what we believe that the value in for the client is in the custom program design that they get at the training sessions. They're not doing a WOD with regressions or progressions. They're truly doing a specific program that's based around their movement quality, their goals, and it allows us to deliver a higher quality product for a much higher price point. So instead of 150 to 200 or 179, we're at 425 to 550, 579, even $600 per month on annual programs. So getting anywhere from $500 to $7,500 a year per client versus $1,800.
Yeah.
And that move alone will allow you to combat the higher cost of acquisition over the long term and build a more profitable business without doing challenges, without doing this high front end stuff, sales and marketing business-esque and getting people in that are lifestyle clients staying over the long term for 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 10 years paying those prices.
Yeah, that's the biggest win.
That's what we recommend. If you guys need help with how to switch your gym to a semi-private training model, something that's a scalable semi-private training model, then this is exactly what we do. We've got a URL for you, gymbusinesscoach.com. Go check that out. This is both of our springboard, our switch to semi-private, our Iron Circle, all of the people that are in our ecosystem have kind of all dissected this path, and they're going down this path. with great success, guys. Hopefully that helps you. If you guys do need help, hit that link in the
show notes,
and we'd love to chat with you. Hopefully that helps you guys. Until next time, keep changing lives. See you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.